Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll-free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll-free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll-free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Ooh, it's sunny and beautiful in North Carolina. It was the perfect 69 degrees with a slight breeze. It's like, you know, paradise weather. But it's not going to last. We're going to get a cold blast, but 62, I think, this weekend. Ooh. Anyways, I guess I haven't put away my furry bunny slippers yet, so that's good. But we got a great show. We are going to be talking about a lot of good stuff here. It's all about empowerment, That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk, so get ready. I'm so glad you've joined us here on American Voice Radio, where you are going to get some truth. That's right. We're going to talk about pharmaceutical Goliaths and what that may mean to your health. Ooh. And also we're going to talk about, do you have an expiration date? You know, things in the fridge do, but what about you? Well, everybody does. You don't know what it is, but we're going to show you how longevity could be on your side. And if we get time, we may talk about how you can double up on some of your supplements and not have to worry. So we got lots that we can talk about. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi, praying for our righteous men and women in uniform, and also those serving as law enforcement across the United States. I'm talking about the righteous ones, right? Right. We're lifting them up in prayer because they need it. And while we're hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face, we're praying for righteousness to be restored throughout all of this country. Yep, from the White House down to the county clerk, right? Yeah, we need it. We need God's help. Out of control. Well, I guess my quackers are ready to roll. Okay. Without further ado. All right. Let's do the quack report. Go ahead. No quackers. All right. Thank you, Frank. Well, guess what? All right, Frank, that's enough of playing. Thank you very much. All right, Johnson & Johnson's first up in the quack report tonight. They got a new diabetes drug. Did you hear about this? FDA just approved it for type 2 diabetes. It's a drug called Incovana, and it's deemed safe, of course, but the problem is it causes debilitating side effects like candida or yeast infections. But none of this stuff is labeled as a risk on the packaging. January of this year, FDA advisory panel voted 10-5 to approve Incovana. And despite approval, the panel thinks that the drug should not be prescribed for people with kidney disease. Uh-oh. Why is that? Well, Incovana is a new class of diabetic drugs that causes blood sugar to be excreted into the urine and out through your kidneys. So in doing this, Incovana brings a new set of health problems on its own, including urinary tract infections and vaginal yeast infections. Now, clinical trials also suggest some other serious side effects. Even those aren't on the label. So some of those are heart attacks and strokes. So the FDA is asking Johnson & Johnson to conclude some other testing, more post-marketing studies regarding those risks of heart attack and strokes. Now, on Incovana's label, it's not included. Those warnings are not included, even though testing reveals they have you have an elevated stroke risk. Trials also on the patients said that they experienced heart attacks within just 30 days of starting the drug. So this is so bad. One of the most concerning long-term and devastating effects of this new drug include those yeast infections. And, you know, most yeast infections are a type of fungus, you know, candida. So how does Incovana provoke a fungus in growth? Does it, destroy some beneficial bacteria to do that? We just don't know. Mayo Clinic reports that cinnamon helps control type 2 diabetes by raising a person's blood sugar by increasing the insulin action of their body. And also, other studies say that garlic helps reduce blood sugar in type 2 diabetes patients. Now, Wall Street is analyzing this new drug, and they're estimating Incovana could net Johnson & Johnson $111 million just in 2013. Of course, you know, you can get some garlic and cinnamon for a lot less. Let's see. We're going to move along in the quack report. Here's a woman in the UK. She's pregnant. She's in labor. She goes to the hospital, and they turn her away, so she has to go across the street to the hotel and give birth in a bathtub. All right. Michelle Booth, 29. She's in the UK. She's under that socialized healthcare system, remember? And is this what's in store for us here in America? Well, you know, it's a good indication. According to the UK's Daily Express, they reported 39-year-old Michelle Booth was turned away from the maternity ward at the University College Hospital. And she had to check into the hotel across the street. So precisely this is what can happen when you're under a rationed health care, centralized government ruling authority over health care. So according to the reports, hospital workers at the University College London Hospital, they weren't convinced she was in the final stages of labor. So they said, go away, go home. And according to the National Health Service guidelines in the UK that concern pregnancy care, you have to be in the final stages. You know, the baby's head is cresting, basically, and you're about to drop this baby right between your legs, excuse me. But I'm just, you know, if you've ever been in labor, if you've known a woman to be in labor, you know, she could barely walk across the street to the hotel when she's in the final stages of labor. Well, her husband was with her, Richard, I think is his name, and they went over to the hotel across the street. I think it was a Hilton. It was nice. It was upscale. And they delivered the baby in the bathtub. Remarkably uneventful delivery, so it went well. And then, of course, they called the hospital, and the paramedics came over and took Ms. Booth and her baby back to the hospital just to check them out, monitor them, thus so forth and so on. Now, according to the hospital director, Pat O'Brien, he reiterated the official position of the National Institute of Health and Care Excellence guidelines, which is, you know, just think USA, and they're going to reiterate what Obamacare says. A woman perceived to be in early stages of labor has to go home until she reaches a more advanced stage. Yeah. Hey, you know, having your baby at home may not be a bad thing. Think about it. You know, you wouldn't have a hospital bill. They wouldn't jab your kid with a hepatitis vaccine when it pops out, you know, or anything else that they want to jab it with. Get an experienced midwife. Maybe that's the way to go. I mean, if I were doing children again, you know, baby factory closed personally for me, folks. But if I were doing a family all over again, I'd really consider that. I would. Moving along in the quacker. Congress, guess what they're doing? They're preparing a $100 million bipartisan flu tax. That's right. Congress is preparing to take action on a bipartisan proposal to raise taxes on flu vaccines. So this is not a tax on the wealthy, but rather it's a broad spectrum tax on all of Americans who choose to get immunized against the flu. So this February, identical bills were introduced both House and Senate to add seasonal flu vaccinations to the IRS code as taxable. So the legislation would exact 75 cents per flu vaccine dose against any seasonal influenza. So it's any flu. It could be the universal flu vaccine. It could be the swine flu vaccine, the bird flu vaccine. It doesn't matter. It's a flu vaccine, you're getting taxed. Center for Disease Control projects that they give 135 million doses of flu vaccine a year. So that means the government's net would be over $1 million, or about $1 million. Now, along with the taxes on your vaccines, this tax would, they say, fund the Vaccine Injury Compensation Trust Fund. It's a traditional tort system, they say, to resolve vaccine injury claims and provides compensation to the people found to be injured by their vaccines. Of course, as Dr. Carley has said on the show, very difficult to qualify for that. So the balance in this Vaccine Injury Compensation Trust, you want to know what it is? It's over $3.5 billion. Yeah. So since the program's inception in 1988, the fund has paid out over $2.5 billion over the last 25 years on cases involving vaccine injury. Moving along on the quack report. Let's see what else. Daily beet, having some beetroot juice, they say every day, can lower your blood pressure, according to this new study. Daily intake of beetroot juice can help lower your blood pressure, they say. So hypertensive people, if they drink an average of 8 ounces of beetroot juice every day, they saw their blood pressure drop. And, of course, the London Medical School and the Barts School in London said that they are very optimistic about an individual's intake of vegetables, a rich diet of nitrate-rich vegetables like beetroot and green leafy vegetables, a good lifestyle approach, they say, to easily promoting overall cardiovascular health. So a glass of beetroot juice contains about 2 grams of dietary nitrate, which about the same volume of about 2 beetroots.
And it has it helps facilitate blood flow, and it widens the blood vessels, and that's why it helps with the blood pressure. So if you're looking for beetroot and you don't feel like juicing it and you want some other extra vitamins and minerals and amino acids, check out the Body Foundation Food Mix. The folks at Apothecary Herbs make that, and they have beetroot in it, and you can check it out at thepowerherbs.com. Last but not least in the Quack Report tonight, we're going to go over some statistics here on states with most and least amount of stress. It's interesting. Hawaii residents, the Hawaiians, they remain the least likely in the United States to feel stressed out at any given day, according to a new survey in 2012. 32.1% of the populace says they feel a little stressed. So that means, you know, over 60%, 67.9% say they're not stressed. Now, West Virginia, on average, most likely to report residents feeling stressed out by a whopping 47.1%. So let me give you the five least stressed out states in the U.S. Hawaii is at the top of the list. Louisiana is next. Then Mississippi, Iowa, and Wyoming. And the most stressed out individuals living in the states of West Virginia, Rhode Island, Kentucky, Utah, and Massachusetts. So two of the five states with the lowest stress levels, Hawaii and Wyoming, also boasted the highest levels of enjoyment. So Hawaiians, the residents there enjoy living in Hawaii 89.7%. And said they experienced enjoyment every day. And Wyoming residents said they enjoy their days every day, 88.8%. So that, I guess, will lower your stress level. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. All right. Now, if you have a little problem with stress, take some valerian root. Boy, will that just, you know, really calm down your nerves. It's nice. Won't sedate you, but does take the stress off. I use it. If I get stressed out, I'll just get some valerian root. All right. We are going to talk about pharmaceutical Goliaths. I mean, face it. The pharmaceutical companies are huge, right? They're big. Well, you know what? Toward the end of Clinton's presidency, he actually urged the pharmaceutical giants to test their drug products for safety on babies and young children. So the drug companies refused, citing the expense and the difficulty of such an undertaking. So the government, you know, took no action when the drug companies, you know, said no. And now, most of all, most, if not all, I should say, of the over-the-counter and prescription medications are not safe for your expected mothers, your newborn babies, and your children. Now, most Americans don't think twice about giving their children drugs for fever, pain, coughs, colds, etc., and these products have no safety record for kids. They really don't. So here's the list of products containing aspirin. You can go to this website, call celebritiesurvivors.org, or you can go to rysyndrome.org to get lists of prescription and non-prescription products that have aspirin in them, because you really do want to watch that, because if you give, you know, aspirin products to a kid with a fever, let's say for the flu, you run the risk of the child developing what is called Rye syndrome. So with the bird flu pandemics at large, you want to avoid giving aspirin to children and risking that Rye syndrome. And also be aware that some herbs like willow bark and meadowsweet also contain salicin, which is aspirin. Aspirin's derived from the salicin. So you want to, it offers a similar risk to Rye syndrome. So you want to be aware of that. Also, aspirin therapy for heart patients, you know, if you're taking an aspirin a day, your doctor, you know, has recommended, it's linked to macular degeneration of the eye. So you want to be doing your homework on aspirin therapy, right? So there are, if you need the link for those lists of products, just shoot me an email off thepowerherbs.com and I'll email them over to you. Now, if you do subscribe to HealthQuest newsletter, you'll see the links in there. Okay, let's talk about some market intelligence because according to the pharmaceutical market intelligence firm called IMS Institute for Healthcare Informatics, the drugs prescribed most in the United States are not the ones with the biggest market share. Drugs with the largest market share are still under patent and there are no genetic knockoffs. So by now you should be aware that there are more people die at the hands of physicians and drug companies than they do in war. And also I should mention regarding your aspirin that the number one drug overdose in emergency rooms across America is aspirin. Yep. Aspirin related. It's definitely what it is. Well, let's look at some statistics because it is an interesting list of drugs that we can compare from the 1990s to today. Because during the reign of Clinton, the top 10 drugs dispensed most were for acute acne, alcoholism, allergies, Alzheimer's, angina, anxiety, arrhythmia, arthritis, high cholesterol, and thyroid disease. But in 2011, the top drugs, on an average of 70 million prescriptions filled for each category, are hydrocodone, cholesterol drugs, blood pressure drugs, thyroid drugs, angina drugs, and acid drugs, antibiotics, diabetic drugs, and diuretics. Now, as more vaccines are pumped into our youth, our children, no doubt that drug list will change. So health experts are really concerned that our youth are coming down with serious diseases at younger ages. Now we're being told that the new age for acquiring a serious disease is 30 when it used to be 45. So in the next decade, as we move toward using more drugs and vaccines, the age of acquiring a disease most likely would change again from 30 to 20. Wow, that's scary. Well, let's follow the money, shall we? Because who is paying for all these prescriptions? Have you thought about that? Well, according to the IMS Institute for Healthcare Informatics, in the last 5 years, 63% to 66% of prescription drug costs were paid by commercial insurance companies, and the federal government paid through Medicare Part D about 22%. So this leaves 12 to 15% of the drug costs coming from patients. So no wonder the federal government wants to take over health care because it's going to give them a bankroll of about 66% of this private sector market. So private insurance is going to go up 500% in the next few years, making it cost prohibitive for most consumers. So people will be extorted to accept the government health care premiums, which will double every 12 months. However, as costs skyrocket, more people are going to find other ways around the expensive cost of drugs. Now, people on prescription medications are kind of rationing their drug doses and stretching them, making them last longer. Some are not even filling their prescriptions, and they're looking for alternatives. So people are waking up to discover that they are a slave to their lifelong drug prescriptions unless they can improve their health. They are seeing modern healthcare differently. They are noticing that their medications suppress symptoms only but do nothing to reverse their disease. They are realizing that under a government-run healthcare system that their lifeline medications could hold them hostage. Let's talk about the new self-discipline for a second, because we keep hearing the media report on the new normal, and most children of today won't know any different unless their elders teach them that there's other ways to be healthy. So what can this generation expect? Well, according to health authorities, they can expect to be sick if they rely on corporate marketing and a system regarding health matters. So, forget the catchphrase, the new normal. Start thinking how you can be self-sufficient, and it will require self-discipline. That's what it's going to be. That's what it's going to mean. Well, when I was growing up, I often heard from my folks, my parents, there's more than one way to skin a cat. So always investigate what you are told and find out for yourself if it is propaganda or truth. Now, with regard to better health, empirical history validates the nutritional properties in organic foods, spices, and herbs. So these vital sources will help us to purify ourselves of disease. And as one health expert, Mike Adams, he says, the great detoxification movement has begun. And this is true. It just isn't enough anymore to eat right and exercise. We have been exposed to too much pollution, too many prescriptions, too many preservatives and sugar to think that we are in good health. Now, the average person thinks that they are in pretty good health if they're taking no more than one to three daily prescriptions. And I know 20-year-olds that think that if it tastes good, then it's good for you. Well, this thinking is going to put you in an early grave. Your goal is to be on zero prescriptions, and your healing medicinal herbs are going to taste bitter. So it's truly a sad state of affairs that even if you are taking no prescriptions and you're working really hard to be in the best health possible, that Americans are going to be forced to pay for a government healthcare program they hope to never use. Let me read you where to begin, because a lot of people don't know where to begin. And it can seem overwhelming to know where to start to protect your health and to free yourself from the grip of lifelong toxic drugs. You know, I say to start with one or two changes and then work from there. For instance, if I were on, let's say, heart drugs and I wanted to be liberated from having to take them, I would go vegetarian organic with my diet, and once that was a permanent lifestyle, then I would concentrate on a gradual weaning off of the drug while replacing it with a powerful herb to strengthen the cardio system. So the weaning process can take 30 days or longer, and the difference with this approach is that I'm making corrections to the diet that made me sick to begin with, and I'm not suppressing symptoms with drugs, but I'm strengthening the heart system with nutrition and herbs. So this will eventually lead to not needing herbs later on even. So most heart patients can find that they can accomplish this change within 1 year. But of course, it's self-discipline. See? Now, I want to read you one resource that may help you, because there are tons of books out there on the market about, you know, using herbs. But if you are just beginning to understand and to use herbs, you might want to check out my book. It's The Power Herbs, 13 Herbs Every Medicine Cabinet Should Have. Now, the 13 herbs that I write about won't get you into too much trouble if you're taking prescription medicines, and will give you confidence as you learn to trust in God's medicine. So my book went through two printings, but now it's a PDF that we email to you, and it's just $14.99. So use copies. You can find them, though, but they cost, you know, a little bit more, $100 and up, I hear. So the Power Herbs ebook will be a stepping stone for your new quest to better health. And for those of you who don't have email, you can request that the PDF file be emailed to your local print copy center, and you can have them print it off and put it in a binder for you. A three-ring binder is fine. And it will still be cheaper than buying a used copy if you do that. So here's some of the, if you want to know about some of the highlights, if you do have access to our website, you can go to the powerherbs.com website and click on Healthy Guidelines. And in that section, there'll be a little selection of topics, little snippets from the Power Herbs book, and you can get a feel for it there. And you know, the bigger the giants are, the harder they fall, folks. So our Creator did not expect us to rely on a pharmaceutical company to be healthy. People are deciding that they are tired of the illusion of health, the symptom suppression, and they want the real deal. So true health requires the diligent effort of the patient, and you won't find that in a prescription bottle. So as more people decide to take their health into their own hands and successfully do what the white coats and big farmer can't, that is when the pharmaceutical Goliaths take a tumble. So if you would like to learn more, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog, or you can call their toll-free number and you can ask about their detoxification programs. Their number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. And if you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277. And the website is thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Hey, we got to take a break, folks. We come back, we're going to be talking about your personal expiration date and what that means for your longevity. Be right back.
Into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010. Or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we are going to continue this hour of empowerment, and we're going to talk about your expiration date. I don't know if anybody's ever posed that question to you before, but we often check the expiration dates on products like meat, dairy, our prescription drugs, supplements, and other perishables. However, have you ever checked your personal expiration date? Most people think I'm nuts when I ask them that, but we all have that appointed time when we expire because it's an appointed unto man once to die, according to Hebrews 9:27. So there is no way around that. We all are going to die. Everybody does. So even though we don't know when our cutoff date is, we humans do something really stupid. We can shorten our lifespan and speed up the date of expiration. So do you know the one thing which will scoot you faster to the expiration date, like hitting the big slide on the board game Chutes and Ladders? Well, that's one thing that could be compounded with all our other ills. But this one big thing that can really take you from being in the prime of life to right at the pearly gates is sleep deprivation. Yeah. We never think of the compounded effects of not getting enough sleep, but sleep deprivation is going to really shortchange your longevity in a skinny minute. So not sleeping or getting enough regular sleep undermines your life expectancy. Let's talk about our nation of non-sleepers. We usually see headlines in the newspapers all across TV news sometimes that some nation on the globe is in upheaval, in unrest, if you will. However, the United States as a nation, as well as other countries, have chronic sleep deprivation and are always in a state of unrest. So we could be classified, actually, as a nation with a sleep pandemic. So, non-sleep pandemic, really. So if the condition were contagious, the CDC would conduct all kind of studies on how serious the lack of sleep was. But they did tell us, though, in a report that 70 million Americans don't sleep or get adequate sleep. So the reports indicate we do have an epidemic of no sleep, and it can be the root cause of chronic disease and depression. Also, the number one cause most people list for not sleeping well is being sick. So individuals with serious or chronic illnesses like cancer, angina, migraines, asthma, arthritis, pulmonary disease, restless leg syndrome, which really is a vitamin deficiency, and depression, all going to rack up big points under sleep deprivation. So the two countries in the European Union, right behind America with sleep deprivation, is Germany and Great Britain. So sleep apnea is also classified as a form of sleep deprivation, and chronic headaches and high blood pressure seem to come with sleep apnea. It's almost like a package deal. It's kind of weird. Narcoleptics also are sleep deprived when most think they are getting sleep when they those that are having narcolepsy, you know, they're really not sleeping. You know, they're having a short circuit thing going on there. All right, let's talk about, I know you're getting kind of bummed out hearing that you may not be getting enough sleep and that may be contributing to a health problem for you now or down the road. Well, before you get too distraught over not getting enough sleep and envious of the drunken homeless sleeping peacefully on the park bench, know you are not alone. According to a Harvard Health publication, a mere 100 years ago, the national sleep average, get this, was 9 to 10 hours of sleep. That was just 100 years ago. Mention that to any hardworking adult now, and they'll ask you what you've been smoking. You know? Nobody gets that much sleep anymore. That's pretty much either the new normal, you know, as they tell you. So they'll ask you, do you know that adults need 6 hours of sleep? They'll tell you that. And after all, sleep is overrated. And besides, they'll say, we're getting more work done. Keep telling yourself that, and you'll be as desperate for sleep as Michael Jackson was. So don't fall prey to the super achiever culture that really disapproves of getting enough sleep. That'll rob you of health. So we do stupid stuff when we get sleep deprived. Like, how about this one? They invented some pill that eliminates the need for sleep for 2 days. Who would take that? Well, you remember the headline news in 2006, which unveiled the drug Modafinil, I think it was the name of it, which allowed continuous wakefulness for 48 hours. Supposedly, no side effects. Mm-hmm. So the drug was marketed to insomniacs. What? They need sleep. Why are you keeping them awake? But that's what they did. People don't think or behave right when they're sleep deprived, drug or no drug. So drug companies that make, you know, drugs to keep you awake for 2 days, they'll say stuff like this in their literature. You'll be able to function normally during the day. Who really wants 24-hour living anyway? Well, God forbid if you take this drug with alcohol or if you're pregnant or nursing. Now, the drug has horrible side effects, folks. You know, stay away from it. It lists dizziness, headaches, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, back pain, vision problems, nervousness, and get this, sleep disorders. Well, the more severe reactions that are listed for this drug are a life-threatening rash, God knows where, respiratory arrest, high or low blood pressure, hallucinations, confusion, altered behavior, depression, muscle weakness, abnormal ejaculations, goodness, liver damage, heart palpitations, and you know what? The list keeps going. I don't have time to read all of it. It's just depressing reading it. But, you know, doctors warn this drug is not to be used by individuals with mental problems, heart conditions, those using birth control, and also indicate this drug impairs judgment, duh, how it also impairs your motor skills and your thinking. But you'll get to stay awake for 2 days. Well, sounds like you should not drive while taking that drug. And your productivity most likely going to be affected. So hopefully you're not a doctor in the ER taking that. Let's talk about profit that you get from sleep. Even though corporate America discourages healthy sleep, you can profit from it. It is a wonder that anyone can relax enough to get sleep when technology and security in the workplace keeps track of everything at every moment. The average work pace can be so dizzying for families that they wake up one day with physical dysfunction. So when it comes to system failure, we can't rely on pharmaceutical studies at all. They simply look for symptoms and the statistics associated with symptoms. Cellular function will always tell the tale, folks. Your cells cannot function without sleep. You got to have that. Let's talk about how it works, okay? Your human cells have a power cell called mitochondria. During wakeful hours, your cells get worn down or damaged. They run out of, you know, power. So it is the mitochondria's job to keep these cells functioning by producing energizing molecules called ATP. So these molecules are also called neurotransmitters, hormones, and enzymes. So when the power cell becomes damaged, it is unable to perform its vital role, and the cell functions cannot run at full capacity. This is what happens when you're dragging your know-what to work when you haven't slept enough. So the cells under certain conditions, such as when you sleep, are going to function a lot better than when you don't get enough sleep. The cells will need to do the repair work when you're resting. So the repair crew is the equivalent of a work union and will only work under certain conditions, and that is known as while you sleep. So no sleep, no repair. So no repair, no regeneration of the cell mitochondria, and vital functions are sacrificed. So if you are 35 and you are working long hours to impress your boss, you take a quick trip to the gym before going home after work, and then you cook dinner, and you take care of the kids, and you put them to bed, and then you can't function in the bedroom because the lack of sleep has depleted the hormone levels and has resulted in your libido gone AWOL. Translation, if you don't get a continuous 8 or more hours of sleep each night, your anti-aging mechanisms are going to be on strike. So trust me, if you do you want to cross this picket line and force the cells to function with drugs like Monophili, when your body runs out of ATP molecules, you won't be able to get to sleep normally like Michael Jackson. So you won't be alert, you won't be able to burn unhealthy fat, you won't have strong muscles, and the tailspin can take effect and will get much worse because all of your cells communicate chemically with each other. So this communication network is supposed to secure proper organ function. Mess up the chemicals and you trigger a different message within your DNA material. Yep. And it can set off chronic imbalances and give disease a foothold. So when the body is fully rested, you achieve adequate molecule regeneration, clear chemical communication between your cells, and a steady exchange of energy and body function. Well, hopefully you're getting enough rest. Otherwise, you know, you could have one foot in the grave and not know it. So if you ever wanted to know what one foot in the grave looks like from your cells' perspective, here it is. Let's say you've been burning the candle at both ends and you lack sleep and it has left your mitochondria running on the equivalent of a corroded battery, let's say. So your system becomes hormonally ignorant. The cells don't have enough energy to produce hormone molecules. Erratic hormone levels wipe out your healing capacity. The insulin rises, hunger triggers hormone increases, testosterone levels sink, our muscles suffer, and so does the libido. The anti-aging hormone, HGH, growth hormone, it disappears. Melatonin drops rapidly. The anti-free radical hormones dissipate. Our fat melting hormone leptin dissolves and we feel like crap. Does that help? Well, the tailspin continues to affect your immune system. You can pick up extra weight. You can even develop diabetes, heart disease, or even cancer. So we are also more susceptible to stress, anxiety, and fatigue. So by the time rest is hard to achieve, by this time it is, hard to get to sleep, hard to get that rest. And many get so desperate for sleep, they resort to drugs or, like Michael Jackson, you know, anesthetics. Well, let's talk about how we can extend your shelf life, okay? Before you run off to the pharmacy for the latest in sleep aids, folks, try to adjust your diet to exclude foods that will irritate your nervous system and digestive tract and keep you awake. So if you must, keep a food journal for a couple of weeks to help you narrow down those foods that are bothering you. Herbs that will help you get to sleep naturally are going to be valerian root and lobelia. And they work better in liquid forms, also known as tinctures or extracts, than they do in pill or capsule form. So valerian root tincture helps take the edge off the central nervous system without a sedative effect. It's not a narcotic. Lobelia will relax, take tension out of muscles, and it works really well, too, especially before bed. So you can use both, actually, valerian and lobelia together, since they work on two separate systems. And you can take them, you know, 20 minutes before going to bed, and it works wonderfully. And these herbs are going to have natural calcium, boron, and magnesium in them, which, you know, helps promote sleep and helps the muscles relax. Now, if you're looking for valerian root, you can find that in a tincture form on the powerherbs.com website. The folks at Apothecary Herbs make that. They do have a liquid lobelia. Lobelia is one of those interesting herbs that you have to age in two different catalysts to get all the alkaloids so it works properly. And they do. They age it the correct way and cold press it. And you'll find the liquid lobelia in a product called Relaxation Formula. And then, of course, if you need some extra vitamin nutrition, mineral nutrition during the day, some amino acids to help you, give you more endurance and energy, you can try the Body Foundation Food Mix. It's a powder of organic plants, and you can put that in your juice at breakfast, and that will give you lots of energy throughout the day. You can even layer in some ginseng, American ginseng, to give you more endurance and stamina. That's going to help the cells out as well. So all of this you can find at the powerherbs.com website. Folks at Apothecary Herbs make all their products, and it's all certified organic and guaranteed. So you can give them a call toll-free. If you haven't gotten a catalog, please call them and get one at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Of course, the website, thepowerherbs.com, and you can check out all the products there. Now, take advantage, folks, of last year's pricing, because on the 30th of April, they're going to have a little bit of a price adjustment. You know, cost of everything's going up. What can we say? And a new product catalog will be soon available, but you will get the current one when you call right now and ask for it. And a new one will be out sometime next month. Okay, we got a few minutes. So before we jump into potency, what to look for in a lot of the herbs and doses that you could use for certain things, I want to give a little kudos to the folks at Seattle Organic Restaurants. Their banner is on the links page at thepowerherbs.com, and you can check out their website. That's seattleorganicrestaurants.com, and we mention it because they have lots of healthy lifestyle articles on their website, which will provide you with thousands of nutritional articles, pretty much answering a lot of your questions you might have. Wide range of topics covering just about every aspect of health and well-being. So give them a try, SeattleOrganicRestaurants.com, or click on their link on the PowerHerbs.com link page and get run over there. All right, let's talk about herbs and potency and doses, because we all have times when we need something stronger. You know, and I'm not talking about an alcoholic beverage here. I'm talking about some really, really strong, potent medicine, natural medicine that is needed when a regular application is just not enough. So how do you know how much you need and when you need more than the usual dose? Well, the number of supplement companies advertising products that are stronger or extra strength has quadrupled in the last 30 years. In the herb business, when referring to herb liquids, we call this a double tincture when they're extra strong. So when it comes to the herb liquids, known as extracts or tinctures, the way that they are made is often going to be as important or even more important than the ingredients that they're using. So a majority of the cases, you can make a stronger tincture at home compared to what a lot of these manufacturers are making. So it'll save you time and money if you learn how to do that as well. But in the long run, yes, it will be a better brew if you learn how to make them yourself. If you want to learn how to make your own tinctures, I show you how in the Power Herbs ebook. And you can pick up a copy of the Power Herbs ebook on the powerherbs.com website. And it's just $14.99. And it'll be emailed to you. It's a 400-page book, but you'll learn how to make herbal tinctures in there. So you want to be careful when you're out there shopping. You want to be a savvy consumer. And some people say, so why can't I buy what's in the store? It doesn't say you can't buy what's in the store. If you use store-bought products like that, make sure the product is certified, that you use certified organic ingredients, and it's best if they're grown to TILP standards. A lot of people don't know what that means. Again, the Power Herbs book will explain that. You need stronger formulas, folks. That's basically what I'm trying to say. So you want to look for products that are naturally aged, they're cold-pressed, they haven't used a forced extraction method. So all the whole organic plant nutrition is in there. And we talked about that, I think, Tuesday night, where all the plant nutrition, nothing's been isolated or removed, is what's going to be important for your health success when you use these herbal products. The product label may say extra strength or double tincture, but in most cases you can make a much better one yourself if you don't know the company making it. So in most cases, your herb products in the stores are going to be made with not enough herbs to begin with. They just kind of skimp on the herbs there. And they use more alcohol than they need. So it's kind of not a strong mix. It's more of a watered-down mix. And it's just you're just going to have to use a lot more of that product to get anywhere. So that's important. And, of course, the parts of the herb that they use is also important. Do they use stems, flowers, leaves? Do they use roots? And when did they harvest those herbs? That's also going to be important as far as potency. Now, if the herbs are harvested in the fall, usually a lot of the medicinal power has already left the flower and gone down to the root. So in a lot of instances here at Apothecary Herbs, we use a lot of roots in our formulas because it's just more powerful. It is. So the extra strong version of herbal formulas are going to be necessary if you want to recover from some really acute illnesses, maybe dealing with long-term injuries and a lot of pain. So formulas that perform are not going to be made in 3 days, folks. Those are the ones that are forced extracted. Those are the ones where the company is really looking at their bottom line rather than at helping you get better. So you want to be careful about the supplement companies you buy from, how they're making their formulas. And, you know, we do it the old-fashioned way at Apothecary Herbs, and we are a small family company, and we kind of like it that way. We're not a mega force, but then again, we're delivering a product that's superior, and I think that's what matters, you know, making a living and making a difference. So, well, you won't find us in a bunch of stores. You may find us at your chiropractor's office, and you will find us online, and you will find us in the mail order catalog, but you won't find us in your stores, okay, because we're kind of a specialty. And when we send you an herbal formula, it's the kind of herbal formula that I make for my own family. So you can check it out, thepowerherbs.com. You can also give us a call toll-free. If you haven't gotten a free product catalog, it's 866-229-3663. And, of course, if you'd like more information delivered to you each week, sign up for the free online newsletters, American Survival and Health Quest. And inside those newsletters, you will get discount coupons that you could use towards your Apothecary Herbs products. So information, empowering information, better health, save money. Hey, what could be better than that? Not too much, I don't think. All right, well, we're out of time, and we'll be back next week, of course. And in the meantime, if you have a health topic you want me to cover, just send me an email off the powerherbs.com website, and I'll try to incorporate that into the show. Goodness. Well, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.